Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and today we are doing the astrological chart of the leader of the free world. That's right. It is Stormy Daniels.
Duh.
The Louisiana hottie herself.
I gotta say, really like her.
Yeah. I mean, she is a...
She's fast. She's fast. She's funny.
She's witty. She's with it. She's authentic.
Yeah.
I think she's really cool. And I think... She's also not doing this in, not that it matters, but she's not doing any of it in a self-aggrandizing way. Like, she's doing it in a way of just like she's almost like a little bit annoyed that she has to deal with it. And like, understandably so. And she's just like, yeah, well, I guess it's me. I guess I'm the fucking patsy that has to finally get this guy indicted. And she's not like going out of her way to become like a leader of a movement or anything. And if she was, that would be cool too. But it's just an interesting character trait to just be like, yeah, I'm the chosen one. And right. I'm kind of annoyed about it, you know?
She's not doing anything. This is sort of being done. And she happens to be who there, like, there is a record of a payment to her.
Yeah.
So she is who's now being thrust into the limelight. I don't know if thrust is a great pun, but we're going.
No, it's great. I love it. Okay, perfect.
We thrust her into the. But so, but like she didn't. I get the impression this is happening to her. Kind of random. Like she wasn't even ever going to talk about. Like she's a porn star. He was just another rich guy who she thought she was going to get an opportunity from, and then you know they had sex. And but I feel like she's about as cool as someone could be in this position. And this is where it's like, okay, so astrologically, you want to guess or what do you...
Wait, I agree. I just want to say, like, before we get into the astro of it, I don't know if this was new information that Olivia Nuzzi for New York Magazine found or not, but I didn't realize that the whole reason for the payout was because I'm saying I don't know if it's new information. I uncharacteristically pay very little attention to Trump news. I kind of made a decision years ago that it was not good for my blood pressure I have really low blood pressure, so I can actually take a lot, but you know what I mean. I just was like, I just years ago.
And then it really speaks volumes. If it's bad for your blood pressure, he's real annoying.
Right. I just was like, this is all noise and he's a horrific, toxic person. I don't want to listen to a damn thing he says. And all the stuff that is on the other side, the side that I am on, that I identify more with, the liberal side, is also really annoying because it's a lot of like being obsessed with Russiagate and just nonstop. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. Instead of focusing on doing anything productive like gun reform or, you know, student loan relief, like things like that. So I just made a decision a while ago that I'm going to try not to get too bogged down in all the Trump headlines. So I don't know a ton about this story. So I didn't know that the reason the payment occurred, I didn't assume that she had blackmailed him, but I figured that like it was her idea to talk about it to the press. But what we learned from the Olivia Nuzzi profile, and like I said, this might have already been out there. Let me know if you think it was or if it wasn't. We learned that it was her ex-boyfriend who was trying to sell the story to a newspaper or a magazine. And so let me find the part where she talks about that.
I didn't know. I knew that it was someone else was basically threatening to sell the story. And then like, I think it was in touch or something came to her and said, hey, look, either you're going to tell us or they're going to tell us and we're going to pay whoever tells us.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. So, okay. Danielle says in 2011, she received a call from In Touch Weekly, which was considering publishing her story. In her book, she recounts contacting a publicist named Gina Rodriguez, who said she believed the tabloid had been informed by Daniels's ex-husband, Mike Mose. Now, these are the two people that I want to profile of next. Gina Rodriguez and Mike Mose. Like, who the fuck are
these
people? Because then when they end up brokering the deal where Michael Cohen pays her $130,000, Gina Rodriguez gets a cut.
Really?
Yes, it was in here. She got 10%.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, wow.
She got a Kris Jenner commission off of the deal that they paid for me. But anyway, so Gina Rodriguez believes the tabloid has been informed by Daniels's ex-husband, Mike Mose. By the way, Stormy's been married 4 times. And I just am like, that's amazing. I mean, I feel like when we were growing up, it was like, don't ever do any porn adjacent thing or no one will ever marry you. I mean, Stormy is throwing that in everyone's face. I love that.
Yeah.
Rodriguez laid out a case for cooperating. If she refused to talk, Daniels would be putting herself in a lose-lose situation. Not only would the secret be out, but it would be on her ex's terms and likely for his financial benefit. So her ex is going to be like, here's my crazy life. I was married to Stormy Daniels. She had sex with Donald Trump. However, if she worked with the magazine, she could exert some control and she would get paid. She recalled Rodriguez asking her, do you really want to hand him $15,000? Daniels submitted to an interview and a subsequent lie detector test, which she passed. So she is reluctantly participating in this because she doesn't want it to come out in his, like, as his version. And I still don't understand if Gina Rodriguez is working for In Touch, if she's an independent person that Stormy found on her own. I do not understand. Like, is she a crisis PR person? I don't get it. And I want to find out. But so then she starts getting kind of like, she thinks she's being intimidated by a Trump adjacent person who's like, forget the story, leave Trump alone. And then she gets, somehow the Trump administration gets wind of the fact, because they spent the whole run up to his election doing this catch and kill thing as well. Mm-hmm. And catch and kill is when you, and it looks like they were doing it through the National Enquirer. This isn't confirmed because there is no real like confirmed relationship between them, but the National Enquirer is owned by Rupert Murdoch. I'm pretty sure still is. It was at one point at least. So what you do when you want to catch and kill, if you're a rich, powerful person, you say, hey, I'll pay you $50,000 for this story and you can't show it to anyone else. You can't ever give it to anyone else. And then the person says yes. And then you simply never publish the story again. So there were a few, I mean, God knows what else the Trump campaign caught and killed at that time. So
right,
this all leads us to where we are now, where somebody, I guess, discovered a line item in his campaign where they saw that they were paying her. I'm a little fuzzy on that, but okay. The astrology.
Side note, I did just find out Gina Rodriguez is Stormy Daniels' former manager.
Okay, so
she was given the information about her client that In Touch was about to publish something from her ex, and then she was like, yo, Stormy, we should get ahead of this.
But Olivia says that Stormy contacted Gina saying, I heard about this.
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, so I made that up. Maybe whoever contacted you, but at the time,
okay.
Like Gina brokered the deal. She was a manager.
Oh yeah. Gina said she believed the type of, okay. Okay. So it doesn't matter whether it predated it or not, but it's interesting nonetheless. Gina and Mike are the two. Is that the ex-husband's name? Mike Mose. And then this profile never mentions him again. Did he get paid off as well? That's what I want to know.
What would he? Well, I got the impression that Stormy did the article and gave them the information so that he wouldn't get paid, but because what would he get paid off for?
But the article never happened. He would get paid off because he also is a keeper of this information,
right? I mean, it's so confusing with NDAs because unless you catch somebody like walking out of a hotel room, like about to do a walk of shame of some kind, anybody that they talk to could talk about it, you know,
right? Like, I don't think she or he had an NDA. There's no NDA here. There isn't one. It's not a part of the It's not a part of the equation here.
Well, no, there was, I think.
She didn't sign an NDA with Trump. She just hung out with him the one time and then they fell out of touch. And then when they pay her not to do the story, maybe there's an NDA in place there. But I think it would probably be something even more ironclad than an NDA to get her to not talk anymore. But it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter.
I mean, I guess like hush money means NDA, right? Like,
not necessarily.
It just means like
because an NDA leaves.
Say no more.
Yeah, an NDA leaves a paper trail also. So if it's hush money, you might specifically not have a contract.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, right. Like, it's hush money because it's like this like undisclosed cash amount. Although for some reason, Michael Cohen disclosed it. And so like.
Yeah, the best part about this is like what the Trump, he always hoists himself by his own petard. And his petard in this case is his cheapness. To use campaign funds to pay off the porn star that you had a one night stand with is so hilarious. Like, you could not be any more cheap. Like, you are, and you could not give less of a fuck about your donors and the people that you're alleged. I mean, we all know anyone who didn't vote for him knows he doesn't give a fuck about anyone but himself. But like, can you imagine being a person who donated to his campaign and finding out this is what the money went to? It's like, it's so funny. And he claims to be a billionaire. It's like, bro, six figures should be nothing to you. You should have just paid this out of your own pocket. Michael Cohen never should have been involved. You could have just literally given her the money in a suitcase and been done with it. But instead you had to do it the cheap way. And now it's ruining your life. So funny.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess like this whole thing is just slightly, it's not like confusing to me, but I don't really understand. I feel stupid that I don't understand like I guess I understand what's going on. It's like they needed something to indict him on. There's an obvious payment from campaign money going to porn star Stormy Daniels. And she is confirming that they had sex.
Yes.
And now he's going to get in trouble because is he in trouble because it was from campaign money? That's the whole thing?
Yes. Misuse of campaign finance.
Okay. So it's just, I don't know. It's just such a lame charge. Like,
it's lame. And it also makes me a little nervous that he's not going to go down for it because
he's not. And even she says he doesn't deserve to go. I mean, even if he goes down for it, all he'll pay a fine, but he's not going to go to prison for it.
Ugh, what a bummer. God damn it. Okay.
He's going to run for president. He's going to run for president in 2024.
I know. It's
and he could win.
I don't know about that. I think life in general in the U.S. got so much more palpably annoying while he was president, just in terms of having to talk about it all the time, having to argue about it all the time. Like, I really think that a lot of people have turned against him for that reason alone. Mm. Like, a lot of I think the centrist Republicans who went for him last time around are not going to do it this time around because they're just like, they have fully seen what a jackass he is. And because I'm from a sort of MAGA region, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not redneck MAGA, but it's centrist MAGA. It's
definitely,
it's like I have a boat and I'm flying a Trump flag from my boat. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And those people, those centrist Republicans, they are fucking over it. Like, they've been saying he's a jackass since the beginning. And like, Biden went in, their taxes didn't go up, so like, that's all these people fucking care about is their money,
right?
And their taxes. So I just think that I think he's coming from a much weaker position than he did before, because also his base is states with not a lot of electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the swing states are not going for him. It's the Montanas and the Oklahomas. You know what I mean? Like, it's not Pennsylvania. It's not New Jersey. It's not New York State. It's sure as fuck not California. It's like, I guess, Texas and Florida. But those are really his only two like strongholds that have a lot of electoral votes. So I don't know. This is what I tell myself. And listen, last time he ran, I knew he was going to win. I was like, you guys, like, because we were both living in New York at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, this is such a bubble. I cannot believe people think Hillary Clinton is going to win. She's just unlikable. And everyone, like, I was like, you guys are so underestimating how much people dislike women in general.
Right.
Plus, she's unlikable on top of it.
And Hillary. Like, they hate Hillary. They hate the Clintons. Like, yeah, she was such a weird, like, pipe dream. I don't know. I felt as a woman a bit, because, like, I don't even know if I have deep shame anymore, because now it's kind of all, like, but in 2008, I voted for Hillary, and I didn't vote for Obama in the Democratic primaries, and I always felt kind of silly about that. I know.
That's
goofed. I can't believe I'm even saying it now. This might have to be Patreon only. Don't tell anybody, but, like.
No, I feel like that's very Montclairian, though.
I just felt so pressured by the adult women in my life that were like, this is our moment. And, like,
yeah.
I was so blinded by the excitement for the people that have been waiting. People that during Bill's presidency were like, everything good that's happening is Hillary. Like, everybody that was wearing I'm with her buttons for his campaign were so jacked up, like, for her to finally get her moment, that I just was like, I've got to vote for Hillary. I'm a woman and women must stick together. And I don't know why I thought she had a chance the second time around. Like, I just, yeah, she was so the wrong candidate looking back. It's like, yeah, how did we end up with Hillary v. Trump? It's just so.
Also, she's very hawkish with war stuff. And, like, even toward the end of Obama's second term, we were kind of finally admitting to ourselves that, like, the wars in the Middle East were a huge mistake. And, like, Hillary was Secretary of State for that shit. Like,
right.
She's got serious, serious blood on her hands. And so does Obama. So, like, the fact that people were selling her as this, like, liberal dream to me was, like, hilarious. And also, people are going to get mad at me for this, but it's giving Nepo baby. Her husband, I don't want the first female president to be a woman whose husband was president first.
Dude, totally. We need a new term for that, though. Yeah, like Nepo hubby, Nepo.
She's a Nepo wife. Yeah.
Nepo wifey.
Like, yeah, I don't like that. Like, she, I don't know. She kind of, like, yes, she's incredibly intelligent. I'm sure she would have done a million times better job than Trump. I obviously voted for her over Trump. I would do it 500 more times if those were the choices I was given. I was happy to vote for her over Trump, mm-hmm. but I just knew she wasn't going to win because
everybody hates her.
Everybody hates her. Like, people viscerally hated her. Yeah. And it was sexism. A lot of it was sexism. And a lot of it was, like, also just her specifically as a person.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that, like, sure, didn't help. But I don't know.
Stormy, I also think just that. Well, I think the two of them, dude, I love Stormy for president. I just think, like, it's also such a bummer because, like, aside from all of everything that you're saying, when it comes down to it, what I think Trump. So, like, I do stay a little bit up on Trump only because, like, when I can dissociate from the reality that, like, he was, in fact, and may be our president again.
I know exactly what you're going to say. And
he's funny as shit.
Yeah,
he's so fucking funny. He's so fucking funny. Like, when I sent you a clip the other day where I'm like, wow, this guy is a genius. Like, he, and, like against Hillary in those debates, it's like, it does show the power of comedy, where it's just like, wow, like, if you were someone who was like apolitical, I don't really care, like, I'm just tuning in because, like, I'm tuning in, or it's just on, if you were to watch, you'd be like, this guy's funny. Like, he's such an asshole.
He's such so an fucking asshole.
Funny, and he's entertaining. Everything wrong with, yeah, he's like everything wrong with our culture, but, like, as a TV star, he's great, and that's what he has experience in, and everything else, who the fuck knows. But, like, yeah, it's just such a bummer because, like, comedy just does,
it's also
dangerous. It's a dangerous weapon to be a funny asshole.
It's hard. Also, like, I don't want to even give him the word comedy because sometimes I think we're laughing at him and not with him. Like, sometimes we're laughing with him. Sacagawea, calling Elizabeth Warren Sacagawea, calling Joe Biden Sleepy Joe. Those were intentional jokes. And yes, if you were laughed at those, you were laughing with him. But, like, a lot of his stupidity, like when he found out RBG died and he's like, I didn't know that. You're telling me this for the first time. Like, he's being dead serious. Like, he was dead ass at that moment. Like,
no, the other one that I loved, my favorite, I think, of the most recent ones is when he's talking about how he, like, loves the Bible, and the interviewer's like, what's your favorite Bible verse? He's like, all of them. I love the whole thing. Whole thing's great. They're like, do you prefer the New Testament or the Old Testament? He's like, every single Testament's fabulous. He's like, they're all the Testaments stand for themselves.
But see, like, that to me isn't, and I'm just being petty now because I don't like him as a person. I think he's the Antichrist.
Awful.
He's awful. That's not comedy because he is being serious, but he is funny. He's funny. But
I think
because
he knows. I think that he knows that like, I think he knows that that's the wrong answer and funny. Like, I don't think he thinks he's getting it, pulling a fast one on us. I think he's just like, look how fucking slick I can be. I can just say,
right. He thinks he's being slick. I don't think he thinks he's being funny. I think he thinks that he's got the upper hand by just pretending that he's read the entire Bible back to front and doing it with like, without blinking. He thinks he's got the upper hand. And that's what's so funny about it, because it is so, he looks so fucking stupid, you know?
Well, okay, so wait, did you watch the Stormy Daniels Piers Morgan interview?
No, I need to watch it.
It's pretty fun. And basically I'll sum it up for you, just like some of the highlights. Basically, like, she thought that they were going out to dinner. She went to his hotel room and he opened the door dressed in black silk pajamas.
Yeah, that was in the Olivia piece. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think to me the biggest thing about the Olivia piece was that it was all about how Stormy is a tarot reader now. And yeah. I love that Stormy's a tarot reader now. That's so great.
She probably always was.
I'm sure she always was, but I like that now that's like what she, I love that the whole thing starts with like her doing a card reading for her. And I love how many times they said like fucking shit in the article. Like, it was the most high cuss count of an article I've seen in a while. But but yeah, I just feel like it's just funny. Like, I love hearing Stormy talk about it because like in every interview, they're always like, are you attracted to him? And she's like, ew. Like, she's such a little, she's like, ew. And then she's like, you know, they're like, oh, and the other piece too, is that, do you know that she is a registered Republican? And she,
that's not surprising.
On the Piers Morgan interview, she's like, that's, I think, one of the most upsetting things when people find out that like, when I voted, I didn't vote for Trump, but I've only voted Republican if I've voted. So like, all these people that want to hate me, I'm on their team. And to your point too, about the danger of Trump becoming president, what I think is so crazy is like, in the same way that people were just like comfortable just like being racist and just like saying the truth about like what they thought was the truth about the most hateful shit you can imagine saying about people, she said that the craziest thing is that she started getting like death threats, and she still does like all the time, and that like she's getting harassed constantly, but nobody's hiding their identity. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
How stupid. Like, that you people are just literally getting her phone number or getting her address or just doing whatever they can to come attack her. Like,
it's sad. People hate women, man. Like,
they hate women.
People just hate women so much, and they just want to see us burn. Like, literally, they want to see us burn at the stake. Like,
right.
It's so sad. Like, if it was a male whistleblower, that would never be happening. People would be at least a little nervous.
Right.
So let's do her astrology.
Okay. So do you want to guess? Take a guess.
Yeah, I have some really ill-formed guesses.
You always say that, but then they're pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I think, so this is something I've never said before. This is a guess I've never formulated before. I feel like some Scorpio shit is happening to her.
Oh.
So like, I don't know if she's a Scorpio, because I don't think, I mean, she is, when it comes to this, her being the resistance hero we didn't know we needed, she's rising to the occasion, but sure. It was not of her own doing. It was not of her own doing. Like, I don't believe that she had this like evil plan.
No, not at all.
To take the money and then come back again later on at all. And I love in the Olivia piece that she admits that the money was very helpful to her. She's literally like, yeah, how could I turn that down? I have a newborn baby. If they give me 130 grand, like, I can just spend more time with my baby, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
she bought a horse. She bought a horse and a horse stable.
Yeah. I might regret saying this, but I don't think she's two horses. She's a rich bitch. I mean, she must have.
I totally get like, yeah, I get every move she's made so far. I have no problem with her whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. I might regret saying this, but I don't think she is a Scorpio, because like I said, I don't think she's doing any of this in a cunning or premeditated way. I think maybe she's a Scorpio North Node, because I think maybe like the universe is telling her, hey, jump on this Scorpio train. Like, you've got it in you, you know? So I could see that. And I think... And you're going to be like, she's a triple Scorpio. And I'm going to be like, fuck. But okay. I think she's got some, it's hard because she just seems so agnostic in every sense of the word. Like, she does not give a fuck about anything. She really just seems to be like, yeah, I did porn. Yeah, I slept with the president. Yeah, I took the money. Yeah.
Well, and actually, even like, for the record, I feel like even to further that claim, it's not that she doesn't give a fuck. I actually feel her. I think she's a confident person. Like, I don't think she doesn't give a fuck. I think she's really proud of what she created. Like, when you hear her talking, yeah. Like, I'm actually sort of compelled to read her book. Like, when she's talking about growing up in Baton Rouge, and I mean, she did not have an easy life. And at 17, she became a stripper and she built a whole life for herself. And at the time, like, she's right. Like, when we think of porn star now, we think of internet porn and like you porn and Pornhub. And all. When Stormy Daniels was a porn star and director, it was treated like there were craft services on set. It was like real filmmaking. Yeah. Like
it was like the Jenna Jameson. Yeah. It was the Jenna Jameson era. Yeah. When you could really make serious money. But I just think so that gives me Sagittarius, like that ability to just kind of like adventure through and be like, I'm going to make this work in a way that I don't give a shit what society or my family or whoever thinks of me. Like, I'm just doing it. That to me gives Sagittarius vibes. For some reason, I also think there's some element of Cancer in her big three, maybe. I don't know why. Again, it's just kind of a vibe where I just think she keeps her. She, even though she's a porn star, ironically, she keeps herself to herself. Yep. You know,
yep.
Like she's not out here like, you know, trying to build a brand of her on her cult of personality from doing porn. She just kind of did porn as a means to an end to make money. And now that she's got it, she's happy to just be a mom. And that to me is very Cancer. So I don't know. I think Scorpio North Node, this is the first time I've ever guessed someone's North Node.
Yeah, I love it. I
think her big three, she's got to have Sagittarius, Cancer, and she is going with the flow a lot, so Pisces, but there's got to be something a little more forceful in her big three. There's got to be something a little more forceful in there. So, okay, tell me what it is.
I am so proud of you. You are getting so good at this. Sometimes
sorry. You always say I'm getting good at this.
Yeah.
I think I've been good at this.
That's true. You are good at this. I just feel like there was a time where you were like, I'm not good at this. And so I got stuck in the loop of saying you're getting good at this. But actually, right, you've surpassed. You actually are the Stormy Daniels of today, not the Stormy Daniels who met with Trump in 2006. Yeah. So, yeah.
Even in our first times doing this, you said you're getting good at this.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I take it back. I rescind everything every getting that's been on this pod. Take back. Somebody go through and control find every getting and take it out. Is good. Well, it's because you're psychic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Stormy Daniels, like our girl Paris, is a Sag rising. Go, Molly.
Oh, my God.
She is a Pisces sun.
Get out of here.
Yep. And she is a Scorpio moon.
I am amazing. Oh, my God.
You're amazing.
I did say Scorpio is happening to her, but you know what? Scorpio moon, that makes sense because it's kind of unconscious. She doesn't know because it's the moon. It's her emotions. She's like, she thinks that she's just floating through life and these things are happening to her. But I mean, it's her emotions kind of guiding her that way, right?
Well, and I think that, like, when we're talking about unconscious, we're really talking more about Pisces, because Pisces, and she is, look, this huge stellium here. She has her Mars, her South Node, and her Sun all in Pisces in the third house, the Gemini house, the communications house. So I actually think when we're talking about the Scorpio in her and the Scorpio that's happening to her, it's like she wasn't going to come forward with any of this. She would have taken this to the, like, not even taken to the grave. She wasn't like hiding it either, but like she had no intention.
Right, that's what I love about her. She's not hiding it. She's not flaunting it. She's just a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like she, like, I mean, one of the things that strikes me about her story that is kind of interesting is that after having sex with him, not only was she told people she had dinner with him. She wasn't really telling people that she had sex with him because she had a boyfriend. Like, she didn't intend to have sex with him. But like that Scorpio moon, it's like she can keep secrets. Scorpio moons can keep secrets. They can keep things tucked away. When given the challenge, like, will you expose or not? Or will, like, she actually can stand firm. I mean, Scorpio is an interesting sign because it's a water sign, but it's ruled by Mars. But even with her Mars is in Pisces. So she's like a lot of, she's like a volcano. It's like fire and water, right? So she's a Sag rising. You're so right. She can sort of just like take what she's got, adventure through life, all that Pisces ability to dissociate, ability to think about porn as a creative art, ability to think about life in terms of going with the flow. But then that Scorpio moon, it's like, I actually think she has an arsenal of secrets. That's why she can go and kind of tease, like, I've fucked a lot of hot celebrities, and they're like, who? And she's like, she's never gonna tell. She's so Scorpio moon. And I think when you're talking about the Scorpio moon shit that's happening to her, what you're really actually referencing is the fact that not only is, you're going to love it, her, her Lilith is in Leo, and she's having now an exact Lilith return.
So my Lilith is in Leo. Yeah. Too. Does that mean I'm having a Lilith return?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll decode that some other time.
Definitely. So
for her to be having a Lilith return right now is simply incredible.
Yeah, it's simply incredible.
Can you explain to us why, and remind us who Lilith is, our Jewish queen Lilith?
Lilith is Adam of Adam and Eve's first wife. And she was, I mean, first wife is maybe even like not giving her enough credit. She was the other person that was created on God's great earth. Okay.
Now, this is not in the Bible that I read. So is it?
But if you were to go back, if you went back to the Old Testament, when they're talking about the Adam story, she was there. Then over the years, they tried to write her out, but you will find in all of the early Adam stories that they fucked up and they left a few theys. So instead of saying he was walking the earth or whatever, they were like, they were walking the earth. And no one is like, who's they? The editors of Christian Days Past tried to just write her out like she didn't even exist. That's the Lilith wound. So not only was Lilith actually, so basically Lilith and Adam, they're the only two people on earth. And
so Lilith was created in her own right. She wasn't made out of Adam's rib, like that weak ass bitch Eve.
No, she was literally her own power pussy. And she was his counterpart. She was the first woman. She was the woman made with the man. And low key, he was bad in bed. He was domineering, and he would basically just be like, lay on your back, I'm gonna fuck you now. And she'd be like, well, can we do this like maybe some other positions? Maybe I could fuck you on top, you know, like I think I am here to come as well. And he was like, what, blasphemy? No. And after a while of being told that her desires and that her pleasure and that her agency, being that the only two people on earth, is less important than his because he was physically stronger and had this penetrating penis. Again, they will tell you that she was banished from the Garden of Eden for being difficult, but she was not. She left. She was like, bye. Because she was like, I know that even if you're the last man on earth, I deserve better. So she left and she roamed the forest and there's a whole long story. You know, she has a hero's journey of her own that I actually think is sort of being healed on a collective level now. That's why this is a really interesting moment for Stormy Daniels to be. And I think somebody else recently was having a Lilith return that we were talking about. I'll have to listen back. But like, it's interesting that Lilith is this demonized feminine, dark feminine archetype that in your chart will show, like for women, it will either show where there is a part of you that is either like sexually dominant and feminist and sort of righteously angry, and or depending on how you're raised and or how it's in your chart, it can be an area that you repress because you're like, I just need to act a little more Eve in order to be safe, right? Lilith was banished or not banished. She left, but then she was, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Talk shit about. She was slandered for the you know, centuries. At a certain point, right before Eve was created, God was like, Lilith, you gotta go back to Adam. He promises you can fuck on top. He misses you. He's lonely. He's the only other person. You gotta go back. And she thought about it and she was like, I can't, because I don't actually believe that anything will be different. And so when they have maybe I'm taking up too much time, but there's a lot to it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So anyway, all this to say that when the fact that Stormy is having her Lilith return right now is really fucking rad, because she's basically, and her Lilith is in the eighth house, the Scorpio house. So she would have been fine with just having like secret sexual encounters and getting money through secret sexual encounters. Eighth house, right? Lilith, like eighth house is Scorpio receiving other people's money. So that makes perfect sense. But then when you're talking about this is happening to her, I think she would have been a totally fine. This wasn't part of her plan whatsoever. But I think that what this Lilith return is facing us with, and it's interesting too, because her Lilith and Lilith in the sky are exactly opposite her Venus in Aquarius, which is why she's like, whatever, fuck whoever. And her Pallas Athena, like strategy in the second house of her money, right? So it's interesting because Lilith return, it's almost like she is deeply connected with her own sense of, like, we're seeing her own who she is. She's not apologizing for having sex with him. She's not, she's not actually saying you assaulted me. She's standing, right, even though like people are hating her for it, and she's like, sorry, not sorry, in a way that is way more acceptable than Paris.
A lot of people would have gone the kind of more gone the Me Too route,
right?
Like in the Olivia piece, she says like she didn't say yes or no and she didn't enjoy it, but like Stormy is never saying she kind of feels like, yeah, I did not enthusiastically consent, but I also could have, like, I don't know. It's sort of an old school view, and it's just interesting to see someone
100%
not go that route of like, I was taken advantage of or that kind of thing. And I don't know. It's just interesting because you rarely see or hear that. There's no accusation of that nature coming out of her mouth. There's nothing beyond bad sex coming out of her mouth. You know what I mean?
Literally. And like,
and it's not the only thing that's like good or bad. It's just interesting because
it's just interesting.
Everything we've heard about regrettable sex has been in the last 5 years or so has been attached to like criminality of some to some degree. Yeah. And she's just making it. No, yeah, he's just disgusting. That's it.
Well, and what I also think is kind of interesting and a very Lilith sort of story here is that, and I believe her, I believe every word that she says about this, and she has receipts. Okay. So, you know,
she's so believable. Why everything is she about so believable? What she's,
well, I think she's so believable because I think she's telling the truth. Like, I think that it really comes down to, and why is she so believable? Because she isn't trying to get anything out of, like, exactly what you said. She's sort of like, well, like, guess this is where we are. She's showing up. She can match him. She is also funny as shit. I love that tweet where it came, where like someone was like, Trump says he wouldn't touch Stormy Daniels with a 10-foot pole, and she said, no, a 3-inch pole. She's so funny. That's such a good one. That's so fast, you know. And I think that I think he pursued her doggedly, like, and she on Piers Morgan, she was talking about like a number of occasions where they did like he sent her, you know, tickets and a limo to go to the one of the Miss pageants, and you know, she went to parties and she did this and that, and he did try to have sex with her on a number of other occasions, but she kind of like, in a like, yeah, old school, but kind of helpful to hear, because it's like, we've all kind of done this too. Like, instead of being like, no, I don't want to have sex with you. Like, she's like totally honest. She's like, yeah, I still kind of wanted to be on Celebrity Apprentice. It was still kind of up in the air. That was what the meeting was about in the first place. And then she would just lie. She'd be like, I have my period, or like, I like, she would, she like, yeah, she would just get out of having sex with him again. But she didn't make him feel like a predator, and she didn't like outright reject him ever. And but she just kind of pushed off his, she just kind of pushed off his advances. And I think, yeah, I think she's credible because everything she's saying is true. But I think like him now acting like horse face Stormy Daniels, and like, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole, and like, I've never had sex with that woman, all of that is like, that's so Lilith. That is so like, how can you try to reject me now? And like on Piers Morgan, I literally just watched, that's why it's on my mind. But she says like, he's like, does it hurt your feelings when he calls you horse face? She's like, first of all, I love horses. That's what I use the money for. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think they're beautiful. She's like, but if anything, like, I think he's calling himself out, because there's no reason I would be in any type of relationship with him whatsoever unless he was attracted to me. So he's basically just saying like, Stormy looks like a horse and I'm attracted to horses. It was like something, she's like, I think he's merely like showing that he is into bestiality. And it's like, well, that's sort of a reach, but like, what a funny way to spin it. Like, no, he's just calling himself out on liking horses. It's like, that's awesome.
That is really funny that was
really funny. Said. But yeah. Him trying to pretend like they didn't have like he liked her, like, him trying to pretend like, I don't even know who this person is. That is the Lilith wound, because Eve comes along. They try to write Lilith out of the Bible, and then Eve becomes the first woman and the picture of feminine perfection. And it's like, what, bitch, please.
Yeah. Melania, who never speaks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And, you know, and the whole thing is fucked up. Melania, when they had their affair, it was like weeks after she had just given birth to her first child. It's like, it's all so fucked up.
Ugh, and Lois. He is the lowest of low. It just,
he is. He
never
really
ceases
is.
To amaze you. So, okay, based on this chart, do you think, I mean, I don't want to say Stormy's going to prevail, because I don't even think she really gives a fuck. But
I think she's already prevailed. I think what I will say is this. What's really interesting is right now, as we speak, the South Node is directly to the degree on her moon. So she's really, this is karmic stuff. She's releasing karmic, like centuries worth of soul secrets and soul wounding. I think this whole experience is actually fairly cathartic for her. Not because of Trump, but because I think she actually is someone who always, I mean, it's interesting. She has so much Pisces in her chart, so much Scorpio, but like, look at her Mercury, her voice is in Aries in the third house. She does want to write and direct and speak and do comedy, and like Sag rising and this Mercury in Aries fire. Like, no, I think that in a way she is prevailing, because she will not be ignored. You could call me ugly, I'm gonna make it funny and prove you wrong. And not only am I gonna enjoy my payout, but now you might all buy my book. And fuck it. I can't wait for, I hope we get a Stormy Daniels talk show out of this. I think she's awesome. I think we did need to know who she actually was. And because of this sword storyline and how cool she's being, she might actually create a different life for herself than even she had predicted based on just this exposure. I mean, you want to know, her North Node is actually in Virgo conjunct her Saturn in the ninth house. So she actually is meant to put pen to paper and write and take words seriously and expand her life through information and health and justice and, you know, Libra legacy. I think that if we see
Libra legacy, that means he's going down. If Stormy Daniels Midheaven is in Libra.
I don't know if it means that he's going down, but I think it means that she's not going down. Like,
yeah, but because it's like justice of some form.
Yes. But I guess that's where I'm a little bit confused, because it's like, other than him like calling her ugly on Twitter, like, what, like, what, I don't understand. Like, she's being used by the government,
by us, by Democrats,
right, to try to take him down. But she's like, I think the only justice really would be that she actually gets a full-on career pivot out of this and we all fall in love with her, just like Trump did back in 2006.
Yeah, but I also think he's put her through so much now just by virtue of him being who he is and doing the payout in such a stupid, sloppy way. Like, it's his fault that she's now become infamous and a laughingstock to the Republicans of the world. Mm-hmm. So I think for her to get justice would have to include some sort of downfall for him. Even if it's not jail time, I do think there's now a karmic debt to be settled there because of him mishandling the payout, ensuring that it would become public, and then continuing to drag her through the mud to go out of his way to talk shit about her. And he knows that he's sticking all of his followers on her. Like, there's a debt to be paid.
That's really interesting. I definitely agree with that. I mean, I'm just sort of curious real quick. I just want to look at the chart of their relationship, not even their synastry, but like, I am curious, like, what the point of this is, like, on a karmic level. Let's just see real quick. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Look at this. Mal, the rising of their relationship is Libra.
He's going to win. He's going down. I'm telling
you. Yeah. This is interesting. The Sun and Venus are in Taurus in the seventh house, the Libra house.
Okay.
The moon of this relationship is in Scorpio in the second house of money.
Oh, my God.
The legacy of this relationship is in Cancer with the Chiron wound. So this is like a feminine wound being revealed, like, moment, which it is, like, on a collective level. The North node of the relationship is in the 10th house in Leo. So actually her, like, them talking about this and this being a part of public discourse is kind of the point. And the Mars and the Mercury of the relationship are in the Scorpio eighth house. The Mars is in Gemini. The Mercury is in Taurus. They're both in the eighth house. So they really thought that they could not only hide the sex and just ignore it, but also, why is this, like, now what we're talking about 2 decades after it happened? That Mercury in Taurus is like, we'll take our time to really, like, tell this whole tale. Like, it is a long time ago.
I know, it is hilariously, like, you just have this random one night stand in the 2000s and then it ruins your second presidential run in the 2020s.
Insane. It's insane. Yeah, it really is. But I think it's appropriate. I mean, yeah, this was all meant to be put on blast. So be it.
Sorry, Stormy, that you had to be the sacrificial lamb, but we all love you now. So hopefully everything will be okay.
I was going to say, I don't know. I actually think, like, if this becomes a revival for her, and not even a revival, if this becomes an opportunity, like, the thing about Stormy Daniels is, like, aside from, like, going the adult industry route, she really had no options. Like, she's of the generation where, like, she was just like a poor Southern neglected kid. Like, she didn't really know her dad. Her mom was totally abusive and barely there. And so she always had dreams of she was saying her original dream was to be a journalist, but then she realized that it actually wasn't that creative. It was really more just, like, factual. And she's like, but she wants to write novels and I think what she was saying too is, like, the one thing that this Trump drama got in the way of is that she was actually supposed to be directing her first horror feature that I believe she wrote or co-wrote. I might have to double check that, but, like, I don't know. I think if this leads to a public platform and a profile that's actually bigger than what the adult entertainment industry afforded her in the first place. And also now that industry in certain ways is kind of over the way she was doing it. Like, she's not going to be a cam girl, you know? So I think there probably is a little bit of fear on her, or I could see there being fear on her end going, what am I going to do next? I guess I'll just have kids and figure it out. But, like, you know, what is, and so she's like, I think I'll make my move into mainstream media or whatever. But it's hard. Nobody, unless you're into porn, nobody knows who she is until this. So I don't know. I think she's coming across so well, and she's representing, you know, sex workers and women who are unclear about exactly what happened. I mean, it's interesting. When she talks about the sex, she sort of talks about it like as if she was drugged, but she wasn't. But she, you know, she sort of says, like, I sort of blacked out, like, during the, I don't really know how it happened. And she says, I don't think I was drugged, and I do think I consented, but, like, I'm really confused about like how we got there. So, you know, I think she's a really interesting, important voice, bringing another side of the story, bringing justice into the conversation on behalf of the divine feminine and on behalf of the sexual, the women who use sex to make money, and giving them an actual, not only a voice, but like a hero, an icon, someone to be like, no, fuck yeah, what you're doing is awesome. And it's hard, and it is the original profession, and nobody could like, most people couldn't just do this. So yeah. I don't know. I think she's a really, I look forward to seeing, I think justice is being served just by the fact that like, we love her.
We love her. I am nervous about when, if she does make the mainstream leap and does try to make herself sort of a mainstream entity, I'm a little nervous about what happens when she comes face to face with like boomer women, because they are so sex negative. And like,
right.
I'm sorry, that's a generalization, but I just feel like, you know, we were raised by boomer women. Like, they are very much of the,
I mean, my mom was pretty sex positive.
Yeah. Okay. But she still would have probably discouraged you from anything overtly sexual, like sex work or anything like that.
That's interesting. Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, that's not what she hoped for me. That's for sure.
And I get why boomer women are like that, because like in their day, if you did anything remotely resembling sex work, like, or stripping or anything like that, like, you will be painted as that for the rest of your life and your life mm-hmm. will be miserable. So like, but they've kind of carried that, which it was true back then, but they've kind of internalized it, a lot of them, to a degree where I think they put it back on the women. Some of them, and it's understandable. It's just internalized misogyny in a way. Sure. So I'm just nervous for the day. I'm sure, has Stormy Daniels ever been on The View? I just have a view in my head of her going on The View, and like, much as I love Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, them giving her a hard time. You know what
I
mean?
It is pretty interesting that most of the, I will say this, as I was perusing just YouTube and just listening to everything I could from her, it was all male talk show hosts.
Right. Like,
that's really interesting. That's,
and yeah. And like I said, the Democrats and the liberals, we are using her as a pawn and not welcoming her into our ranks with open arms at the same time.
Right. It's like a little bit like, of course, she's a traditional Republican. It's like, we're not like,
right.
We've been unkind.
She's our dirty little secret too. Like,
right.
The left is just kind of like, yeah, I guess this is how we're doing it. But like, no one is inviting her to stand on stage at the DNC. Like, nobody.
Well, but she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She is a Republican, and she's a proud gun-toting Republican. And actually, what's interesting is, I believe when she had sex with him, if I would have to double check this, but 2006, he was a registered Democrat.
That is hilarious. Oh my God.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, she also says one of the times she hung out with him, he got a call from Hillary Clinton, and when he hung up, he went, I love her. She says that in Olivia's story. So funny.
That's where, like, yeah, like, whether he's trying or not, like, boy, like, what a funny fucking person. Like,
entertaining,
oh, God.
Larger
entertaining
than life.
Person. Holy shit.
No one stands a chance against him. You just can't. I mean, when you have someone who's going to go that low, who is that bombastic and, let's be honest, charismatic,
beyond,
it is really, really hard. Like, I don't know. Do you even think if do you think if it was him versus Obama in a debate, how do you think that would come out?
Wow. That's so,
it's really hard, because here's the thing though. Obama's cooler than him. And
right.
He is more,
I think
nonchalant.
It would be, I think it would be a cool, I think they would both play. I think it would be a delightful, it would be whatever the opposite of the, like, the, what was the horrible debate where it was, oh, maybe it was with Hillary and, no, it was Biden versus,
I don't know, it doesn't
whatever
matter.
whatever it was, I think that would be like the whole thing would be fabulous. Like, I think
it would
be
all
be
time,
like, it would be all time great. I would love to see them,
because the thing is, you never see Obama sweat ever, and no. I think he would make Trump sweat, and Trump would try to rely on catchphrases, and Obama actually would be good at like talking him into a corner, whereas Hillary just, she doesn't have that, like, yes,
we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
Yeah, like she's really like, intelligent. Like,
Obama
obviously.
Would hit him with punchlines.
Yeah, Obama has punchlines. That's the thing. Like,
do you think that Trump would be racist to Obama's face?
By accident, 100%. Yeah.
But you don't think he would be like, you're African, you're not from here, your birth certificate is, what was the whole, not flat earther, but fake birther.
He
started the birther rumors or whatever.
That was so horrible. So and Obama horrible. rinsed Obama rinsed him for that at the White House Correspondents Dinner, and Trump looked
furious. Oh yeah, wait, what did he say? Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't remember. People can look it up.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. But so that was a little taste of like what a debate might be like. I have a different approach though. I sort of think that because boomer women or anybody who already hates Stormy already hates Stormy. She's walking around with a gun because she's afraid for her life. She said that for 2 years after the election, that when Trump won, that she had armed bodyguards with her 24/7 because of how much
hate. This?
A couple of hush money payouts, and you got
But that 130 grand doesn't get
I actually think at the time that she was doing porn, I think she was massively successful. It's like why she could even like be like meeting with him in the first place. Like she was at like a big event.
I know, but money runs out. You know,
I don't know though. I mean, I think that she is a smart cookie. I think she has a lot. That's like Lilith in the eighth house. She has a lot, and she implies it on a number of different interviews. She just doesn't share more, but I think she has a lot of high end clients that we don't know, like as an escort or as a, you know, I think she's, and I also like, she lives in Louisiana. I mean, it's just not, she doesn't live in LA or New York. She doesn't need like $1 million home. Like she has Louisiana lifestyle and but at the end of the day, Louisiana, it's her safety, and she's married.
Comes with Louisiana paycheck, you know what I mean? And like having to fly, right? If you are working in New York and LA, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter how she.
I don't know. I guess it's like you also just like make choices. You know, it's like okay, maybe instead of belonging to the pool club this summer, we're gonna have two bodyguards for mom. You know, like I could see that being just like
this is not the same
a thing you choose. I don't know what bodyguards cost. I have no idea. I mean,
they're extremely
anybody knows
expensive.
Really? Because, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's like you know. Millions like
bodyguards and we'll all take the bus.
I guess you could get a real like Jersey ass bodyguard like Danielle Staub in Real Housewives of New Jersey when she
would
had this
prefer
guy,
to
yeah this Danny guy who just got out of jail following her around. Yeah, she's probably paying him minimum wage, so
I guess
you could if you just want someone, anyone, you could probably get it for like maybe
I feel like the equivalent of like a moving company that, you know, it's like college hunks lugging junks, like the moving company equivalent, like the bodyguard equivalent to moving company college hunks lugging junks or whatever.
Yeah, but like think about it. If you were a bodyguard, an armed bodyguard, how much would you expect to make per year for that?
Well, yeah, I mean, right, if I'm gonna risk my life for you,
like 50 grand would be absolute bottom of the barrel.
What's really fucked up is I bet you that they get paid better than the surrogates do.
Yeah, I'm sure they get paid better than the surrogates do. 100%. The strippers get paid better than the surrogates do.
Yeah, the surrogates get no love, man.
Yeah. All right. Fuck. I think this was great.
Wait, I just want to say, though, the one thing I think it could go the other way because people already hate her so much. I think that if she actually does good work, which with all that Pisces, Scorpio, Sag in her chart, I bet you she's a great artist. And I bet you that she could direct the shit out of a horror movie or anything that I think if she makes a good piece of work, then it doesn't matter who hates her. They hate her anyway, but she could turn people to the other side of being like, actually, this was really good. The same way that we're like, actually, she's really funny. Actually, she's really cool. She's really grounded. I think it's all good for her across the board. And I think that when she comes out with something, it's going to be good as hell. And it will bring people over to Team Protect Stormy and not fuel as much hate.
Yeah, I think you're right. If she does something with artistic merit, especially a genre film, I think that's the way to go. But whereas being, you know, maybe going for like a commentating position or a daytime talk show, like that's not the kind of thing where
no she needs to do art.
Yeah, okay, Stormy, do art. We love you.
We love
do
you
us reading too. I love her reading. She told Olivia that a civil war is coming. I mean, we could all see that.
Wait, and actually before we did it, I pulled a card for her, as I said I would. Card number 34, door to personal healing and happiness. So Stormy, we think this is a good omen for you. It's an energy oracle card.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't do tarot either. Hers were oracle cards as well.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There's no sigil in tarot.
Sigil?
Wasn't that what was the one that she pulled the end where it was like, what's it called?
A sickle.
Sickle. There's no sigil in tarot. Sigil. Yeah. There's neither a sigil nor a sickle.
I know. I was, I was like, what's a sickle? Where did she get the sickle from?
She's like, oh, this is the worst card.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah. Okay.
I also loved in the Olivia article side note where they're both like, she pulled all the cards and they were both like weeping. It's like, wow, this is really like girls trip. Like, love that they're both just crying over the tarot deck. And it's like, why were we both crying? Because it was so real. It's like, haha. And then it was like the doll that was haunting them. And then she's like, and then Sophia was on the airplane with me. It's like the whole thing was so bananas. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. It never would have been in any major publication even like 10 years ago. So I love
right.
that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, The Cut. Thank you, Stormy. Hang in there. And yeah, we look forward to seeing whatever you choose to make after this. You are a creative, cool bitch.
Yeah, for sure. Join the, it wasn't The Cut either. It was New York Mag proper.
Oh, that's right. It was New York Mag proper.
Yeah, which is why I think, yeah, the tarot stuff in The Cut would have been a more seamless fit. But I just love right. that.
Yeah, this was like, no, sorry, this is what it is.
Yeah, Olivia and Stormy got tarot and weeping and hauntings into New York Mag, like, what New York Mag's Washington correspondent.
I love that. Yeah, that's really cool. And yeah, that they were talking with reverence about a dolly that's haunted is so awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's cool. Really,
everybody check out the article. It's pretty big leap for womankind.
It is. It really is. It's okay to be a woman. It's okay to yeah. have sex. It's okay to like tarot. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean you can't be president.
Stormy for president.
For sure. Okay, join the Patreon. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Just join it.
And just do it right now, actually. And also scroll down all the way down if you're listening on Apple and just leave a review too while you're at it. But yeah, take a minute right now and just go to patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast and we'll see you over there.
5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Like, that is what's going to help more people find this podcast and it will help us do more episodes.
And ultimately, it will help Molly's baby.
Yes, like I need to make enough money so that this little girl never has to pick up a rake on a beach in her life.
And I guess this is the last question I had for you. Like when you're saying like boomer women would have never like wanted us, like you don't want your daughter to do sex work either.
I mean, if that's what she likes, then I'm not going to judge her for it. And I'm not going to push her away from it. And also what I also include in that, so you have to also remember that I was raised Catholic, there's right. there's a distrust of anything overtly feminine and sexual, like right. I'm not just talking about sex work in terms of literally like sleeping with men for money, I also yeah. mean like dancing, you know, like things like that, like where it's like, no, you need to use your brain, and it's like, well, what if I want to be an actress? It's like, no, right. that's not good enough, you know, like, so that was kind of like the mindset that I was sort of brought up with,
yeah,
by default. And that's what yeah. I'm talking about, where like, and that was really frustrating for me. I just think it's important to let women have stereotypically female interests and passions
yeah.
and jobs, because and like sex work, obviously any gender can do that, but I don't know, whenever I talk about boomers being anti-sex work, I am taking that under like an umbrella that's very large, you
yeah
know what I mean,
but I think it's fair. I mean, I don't think it's an industry that has gotten like particularly, it's not like a super supported industry. It's totally taboo, or it's been totally taboo until the internet.
Yeah like if I had like, okay, so I'm gonna have a daughter, if she comes to me at like, this is gonna happen to people our age with kids, like our yeah. daughters are gonna say, I want to take pole dancing classes because it's yeah. becoming yep. a recognized art form, and mm-hmm. like a lot of people are going to be like, hell no, you're not fucking doing that. So it's like, what am I going to do? I guess I'll let her if she really wants to. I'll go with her.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like the Denise Richards approach, where it's like, okay, Sammy's doing OnlyFans. Mommy's doing OnlyFans.
Right. Like, but also then at the same time, if I guess the thing is, if my daughter is like, I want to do pole dancing classes. Okay, sure. I want to work at a strip club where those pole dancing skills are being used for men only, that I think would definitely be a bigger conversation, just because
if anything, I would be like,
men have bad taste.
Well, and men act in deplorable ways in, especially yeah. in those environments. I think it's maybe like, how can you become a backup dancer on someone's world tour? Like, those skills can be transferred. Why don't you be a firefightress?
Yeah. But then what if your daughter still over and over again is like, no, I swear to you, like, I want to have an OnlyFans. Like, I really love sitting in my bedroom and like sticking a spatula up my ass. Like, I live for it. Like,
well, I think if it's something that specific, then you do need to nurture the child. I mean, I for somebody to have the desire, the drive, the motivation to put up spatula, anal spatula content is so very rare that I do think that that's not something you would lie about.
But you know what I mean? Anything. Like, I just associate it with the weirdest possible thing because I feel like that's what people are asking them probably to do. Like, weird foot shit and, like, weird things. You know what I mean? Like,
I think there is a way to do sex work in an empowering way as long as it's safe. But I do still think that, no, I think if I was, like, trying to do sex work, I think as cool as my mother has ever been, I think she would be like, wait. But I mean, she also is like that with other things too. I mean, it's not even just sex work. I think,
yeah,
you know.
Well, there's a risk factor, I guess, is the main issue is like,
right, why it is dangerous.
Yeah. Why is it giving you pause? Is it because you're embarrassed by the idea that your child has sexuality, or is it because sex workers get murdered at a rate that's like completely outpaces the rest of the population? You know,
right. Like, I think my mother would be as upset if I told her that I was going into the military.
I was literally going to say it's probably a similar kind of thing. But I think
if I said I want to be a cop, mom, she'd be like, go onto the cams and show your pussy. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on the internet and show them your toes.
The stigma is the thing that really sucks so much about like sex work, because it stigmatizes all of it. Like it,
which is such bullshit, because it actually is one. It is something that has, it's like, it's the same thing as like when people are like, you know, surprised that people were gay in the 1800s. It's like, there have always been gay people. There have always been sex workers. Women have always carried children for free. And it's just like, things are what they are. Like now it's not like, wait, when sex work started happening, it's like, it's always been happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe some people really like it and
for
have
sure. Yeah. But I also think like Stormy's
just
a great
like
example.
I think some people are going to like being surrogates. Some people like being pregnant. Like yeah. things that some people like doing math.
Now that's crazy. Don't relate to that, but I could definitely see myself doing, you know, sex work over Pilates. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, I think it's the danger factor, and otherwise it's
but
fine.
I think a lot of parents will cloak their shame in the danger factor. Like they will right. pretend it's just the danger factor when really they're just really uncomfortable with their daughter doing anything that's even the littlest bit risque. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. I'd be curious to know, first of all, because Stormy has a daughter. I would be interested in knowing what her answer to the question would be. Like, would you allow your child to go into the adult entertainment industry? I would like to know that answer. And what's interesting about Stormy is she's also like, she's different than the people that are coming up now, because it was a career path that like, and she didn't have any other options. Like she wasn't like highly educated. She had no money. She was beautiful, blonde, with a fabulous figure. And so sex work was like becoming a stripper and then going from there was one of the best decisions she ever made in her life. But it wasn't like she was like, I'm passionate about this. She was like, I have to survive. Yeah. What am I going to do? And so it's also like a different mindset than it was then, you know, like, or right, not like even you then versus now. I mean, maybe there were people then that were like, I can't wait to get up there on the pole, but like, it is a different era.
Yeah. Like if you read Jenna Jameson's memoir, which is pretty good, I recommend it. She definitely seems like she fucking loved it, but also yeah. she also had like a desperate, crazy childhood. Like,
wow. I would like to read, I'd like to see her chart. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of really shitty men early in her life taking advantage of her, like boyfriends and things like that. But yeah, I mean, I think the thing is we all want to set our kids up to not have to make any sort of decision out of desperation,
right?
So that's why if your kid comes to you and says, hey, I think I'm going to be a stripper, you would freak out, because you would be like, I've been working for years for you not to have to do this,
right? Like, yeah, because— I mean, unless it goes the other way and it's like there's like pole dancing camp for kids, some, you know, like it could
there
go all the way
already.
Really?
Pole dancing is becoming like it's like a Cirque du Soleil kind of thing. So like,
okay, you could do Cirque du Soleil then, kiddo. Enjoy your passion for the pole. Be a clown.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I love it. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you back here soon.
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
Did you watch the Brooke Shields doc?
No, not yet.
Okay, it's done.
It took me really long time to find it, but I found it.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.